Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Sergio Bosco, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, March 18, 2024, with news, with sports, and with music. And we'll have a feature on the most important bandoneon player of all times in the history of tango. We're talking about Pichuco. That is how he's remembered. That was his nickname. I'm talking about Aníbal Troilo. A key figure in the history of this genre and the composer of some very important tunes, such as Sur, for example, South, one of the most important tango pieces of all times. He is behind it, among many other gems that he penned. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qs@raya@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are a DXer. And if you want to listen on the internet, just go online to raya.com.ar. We upload our shows as podcasts, and you can also listen to us streaming live through that webpage or through our app for mobile devices that you can download for free. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. After the rejection of his decree in the Senate, President Milei calls into question the May Pact. Protests in Cuba over food and electricity shortages. Dengue fever epidemic continues in Argentina with over 70 dead. The heat continues to set records in Rio de Janeiro. It felt like more than 60 Celsius this Sunday. Venezuela's President Nicolás Maduro says the European Union does not exist for his country. Sports: Boca-Estudiantes match had to be suspended because a player suffered convulsions. And these are the news. President Javier Milei questioned the so-called May Pact after the Senate rejected his decree. In an interview with La Nación Plus Channel, he said that if a fresh reform bill is rejected, then the pact makes no sense. He also played down last Thursday's vote against his decree, or DNU, as it's known in Argentina, saying it was within the realm of possibility. He also described legislators who opposed his executive order as orcs. In any case, Mr. Milei said he was open to dialogue with the governors on his reform plan as long as the zero deficit target is maintained. The DNU, signed back in December, repealed dozens of laws and deregulated the health, labor, energy and communications markets, among other changes. Although the upper house rejected it last Thursday, the resolution is still in force because it has not yet been dealt with by the Chamber of Deputies. In February, the first version of the omnibus law had also failed due to a lack of support in the lower house. 2 weeks ago, the president called on the governors to sign what he called the May Pact, a proposal to establish a series of state policies. According to the head of state, the agreement aims at fiscal balance, the reduction of the state and tax burdens, and the creation of private employment, among other goals. The heat continues to set records in Rio de Janeiro, and this Sunday it fell like 62.3 Celsius. This was reported on the X network by the Rio Alert system in what was the highest record since this group began measurements in 2014. This surpassed the previous record of 60.1 reached last November. Actual temperatures last weekend in the Brazilian city were 42 Celsius, according to the same source. Rio's beaches were overflowing with people looking for some way to cool off, as seen in images released by the media. Meanwhile, the south of the country is on alert for heavy rains that will continue this week, according to authorities. Experts say the causes of these extreme weather events are the El Niño phenomenon and global warming. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro assured that the European Union does not exist for us. In this way, he reacted to the European Parliament's approval of more sanctions for officials of the South American country. It is in rejection of the conditions of imprisonment of political prisoners. Tension between Caracas and Brussels has grown in recent weeks over the exclusion of opposition candidate Corina Machado from this year's elections. In any case, Foreign Minister Ivan Gil had assured that the dialogue with the EU would continue, but demanded that the bloc should not interfere in Venezuela's internal affairs. In Cuba, hundreds of people protested against blackouts and food shortages, according to international media reports. Demonstrations took place in Santiago de Cuba, the second largest city in the Caribbean country. According to news agency EFE, it all began on Sunday with a group of mothers demanding milk for their children. The women began demonstrating after a prolonged power cut, which is becoming more and more frequent in Cuba. More and more people joined the protest, which reached hundreds of participants, according to several news portals. In this context, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel accused those he called enemies of the revolution of taking advantage of the situation to generate destabilization. Meanwhile, in Haiti, the provisional government extended the curfew in the face of violence and looting, with criminal gangs controlling much of the territory. Finance Minister Michel Patrick Boisbert signed the resolution, which bans movements between 7 p.m. and 5 a.m. He's in charge of the executive following the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry, while a transitional council is formed. The dengue epidemic continues in Argentina, where almost 70 deaths have been recorded since the beginning of the year. Infections are also at a record high, reaching 103,000 so far in 2024, according to the Ministry of Health. According to this source, some 250 of these cases are of severe dengue. The ministry stressed that infections were also recorded during the winter season, despite the fact that this disease is typical of warm climates. In this context, authorities again insisted on recommendations to prevent the spread of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which transmits the virus. The population is asked to eliminate stagnant water in containers where the insect multiplies, among other warnings. And now, sports. The Boca Estudiantes match in the city of La Plata had to be suspended because a player suffered convulsions. 27 minutes into the first half, Javier Altamirano of the home team fell to the ground and had to be taken off in an ambulance. The captains of the teams agreed with the referee then to terminate the game. Estudiantes sources later confirmed that Altamirano had suffered a seizure and was recovering in hospital. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents. Aníbal Troilo, Buenos Aires bandoneon par excellence. Although he was not a renovator or avant-gardist, as it was the case with the worldwide renowned Astor Piazzolla, Aníbal Troilo was one of the three or four most famous tango musicians headed by Carlos Gardel. That's why he also merited the nickname of the best bandoneon of Buenos Aires, although he also composed and conducted. Aníbal Troilo was born in Buenos Aires in 1914, when tango was becoming popular, and Carlos Gardel and the orchestras of Julio De Caro, Osvaldo Fresedo, and Juan Carlos Cobian were already very popular. His first contact with the bandoneon was when he became 10, and his enthusiasm and insistence was so strong that his mother agreed to buy him one, in installments, of course.
Un día fuimos a una fiesta.
Troilo said the first time he saw a bandoneon was during a picnic, and after hearing it being played, he could not prevent himself from taking it and putting it on his lap at the first opportunity he had. He liked it so much, he used to play with his pillow, believing it was the instrument he loved. He was 10 when his mother bought him his first bandoneon. And after some private lessons, he made his first presentation in public at the age of 11. Shortly afterwards, he became to integrate the main tango orchestras of the time, such as De Caro's and Cobian's, or the Sextet by Osvaldo Pugliese. He also took lessons with important bandoneon players, such as Maestro Pedro Mafia, and shared the stage with other icon of the time, Ciriaco Ortiz.
Thank you.
After taking part in different tango groups in 1937, Aníbal Troilo presented its own orchestra. It was at the Maribu nightclub, outside which a sign announced, "Today, debut, Aníbal Troilo and his orchestra." And another sign underneath completed the idea. "Everybody to the Maribu, the best tango nightclub, where Pichuco and his orchestra will make you dance good tangos." And the truth is that since that first presentation, the Aníbal Troilo's orchestra never stopped playing and recording, entertaining in front of a public that would rather listen to him than dance. Apart from a remarkable performer and conductor, Troilo also authored more than 60 pieces, among which "Pa' que bailen los muchachos." Great bandoneonist and great composer. And accompanying his talent, his intelligence at the time of choosing lyricists, great poets, as per Horacio Salas' words.
Aníbal Troilo era una persona que tenía, además de ser...
Writer Horacio Salas says that Aníbal Troilo, apart from being a musical genius, was very intelligent and used to remark that good poets such as Homero Manzi, Homero Espósito, Cátulo Castillo, Enrique Cadícamo were a must, since they gave a strong impulse to tango and people identified themselves with the lyrics they wrote. And of all his lyricists, there's special mention of Homero Manzi, also a great friend of his. The first joint work became Troilo and Manzi dates back to 1943. It was the popular Barrio de Tango, Tango Neighborhood, followed by Romance de Barrio, Neighborhood Romance, Che Bandoneon, Dichepolin, and of course, South, Sur. Journalist and musician Antonio Rodríguez Villar talks about Sur. South.
El tango en sí es una gloria.
The tango sur in itself is a glory, says his specialist Rodríguez Villar, who considered the duo Troilo and Mansi was an excellent match and coincided with the talent of a singer like Edmundo Rivero.
Pero además se junta, coincide.
As conductor, Troilo selected the best musicians and the best interpreters that matched the orchestra style that identified him. And of the long list of singers that sang under his direction, we can mention Francisco Fiorentino, Roberto Goyeneche, Floreal Ruiz, and the already mentioned Edmundo Rivero, later remarkable soloist, for whom Troilo's orchestra was decisive. Here are some memories.
Yo creo que él les enseñó a cantar tango.
I believe Troilo taught them to sing tangos. He used to teach singers to sing. He may have been a frustrated singer himself. I always said that musicians and singers had to go through Troilo's orchestra for some time. He marked them the weak points, sang the compositions to the interpreters. He always respected interpreters. There's a famous phrase he used to announce: when the singer comes in, the orchestra lies down.
Hacer un pequeño paréntesis.
Aníbal Troilo passed away in 1975. During half a century of musical career, he could start a long and daring relationship with his public that brought him a huge popularity. With his orchestra and less numerous bands, he left 485 recordings, some of them anthological, like the one he did with bandoneon player Astor Piazzolla and guitarist Roberto Grela. Among his first compositions, whose lyrics were authored by poet José María Contursi, we can mention Toda mi vida, All My Life, played by Troilo and interpreted by Roberto Goyeneche.
Después de tanto tiempo de no verte, de no hablarte, ya cansado de buscarte, siempre, siempre. Siento que me voy muriendo por tu olvido lentamente, y en el frío de mi mente tus besos no dejará. Sé que mucho me has querido, tanto, tanto como yo, pero en cambio yo he sufrido de mucho, mucho más que vos. No sé por qué te perdí, tampoco sé cuándo fue, pero a tu lado dejé toda mi vida. Y hoy que estás lejos de mí y has conseguido olvidar, soy un pasaje de tu vida en nada más. Es tan poco lo que falta para irme con la muerte. Ya mis ojos no han de verte nunca, nunca. Y si un día por mi culpa una lágrima vertiste, porque tanto me quisiste, sé que me perdonarás. Sé que mucho me has querido, tanto, tanto como yo, pero en cambio yo he sufrido más que vos. No sé por qué te perdí, tampoco sé cuándo fue, pero a tu lado dejé toda mi vida. Y hoy que estás lejos de mí y has conseguido olvidar, soy un pasaje de tu vida en nada más.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presented. Aníbal Troilo, Buenos Aires Bandoneon par excellence. Production, Julieta Galván. Technical Operation, Diego Rosato. Edition, Julián Carballo. Your host, Miriam Túrcula.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. After the rejection of his decree in the Senate, President Milei calls into question the May Pact. Protests in Cuba over food and electricity shortages. Dengue fever epidemic continues in Argentina and the death toll climbs to over 70. The heat continues to set records in Rio de Janeiro. It fell like 60 Celsius this Sunday. Venezuela's President Nicolás Maduro says the European Union does not exist for his country. Sports, Boca Estudiantes match had to be suspended because a player suffered a seizure. In this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio, which had as operator sound technician Sergio Bosco and as host yours truly, Fernando Farias. This is a show that is aired on the short waves of WRMI Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time on the frequency of 5850 kHz. We are also streaming live through rai.com.ar and our own app for mobile devices. Thank you for listening. Hasta la próxima.